Good morning and welcome to the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts on the Northwest Missouri State Campus in Maryville, Missouri. Along with Rodney Harris, I'm John Coffey on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. It's our broadcast of the inauguration of Dr. John Jasinski as the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University. And Rodney Harris, this is a very special moment as this is something that happens very infrequently on the Northwest Missouri State Campus.
You're indeed correct, John. Just the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University going to be inaugurated here this morning. It's an exciting time for not only the Jasinskis, but the entire Northwest Missouri State family.
And the first time in 25 years that we've had an inauguration on the Northwest Missouri State campus. Dr. Dean Hubbard retired this past summer after 25 years on campus, and a very long tenure for Dr. Hubbard, but Dr. John Jasinski has taken over and has been the president of Northwest Missouri State since July 1st, but the official inauguration taking place today.
And he returns to Northwest after serving the institution from 1986 to 2001 as a faculty member, department chair, and associate provost, and receiving awards such as the University Services Award and the National Broadcaster Advisor of the Year Award.
And right now we have invited guests and other guests of the university coming into the Performing Arts Center, as this event will start in about 15 minutes. And as we look around the Ron Houston Performing Arts Center here, Rodney, we see a lot of dignitaries that have come for this, and a lot of people have been friends to Northwest Missouri State through the years to see this historic moment.
It certainly is an exciting time, and you can feel the excitement in the air here in the theater as the theater begins to fill, and many people coming in and finding their seats.
And in the background, you hear the Northwest Wind Ensemble performing. They'll be performing throughout the ceremony as well. And a lot of special activities will be taking place for this inauguration of Dr. John Jasinski. Earlier, I had a chance to talk with someone who is very familiar with inaugurations from the Northwest Missouri State University History Department. Tom Carneal has been a historian for a long time, and he has studied the history of Northwest Missouri State, and I had a chance to talk to Tom about the inaugurations on the Northwest Missouri State campus and the history of the inauguration process here, and this is what Tom had to say. Tom, I think this is a good time to take a look at the history of Northwest Missouri State a little bit, as the inauguration ceremony will be taking place a little bit later during this hour. And first of all, one of the things that strikes me when you look at the history of this university and an inauguration of a new president today is the fact that there hasn't been that many presidents of this university for an institution that's been around as long as Northwest Missouri State has been.
Well, for over 100 years, we've done very well with few presidents, and I guess I would pick on Lampkin, Jones, and Hubbard as the people with the longest tenure. And maybe as a historian, of course, then we always say, okay, well, we have the dates, but why? Why did that work? Well, you know, we have to say, number one, they must have been doing their job because nobody asked for them to be fired or they didn't have a recall. And but I think as important as anything, I think the presidents overall have done a good job. And these three men that I just mentioned maybe did an excellent job for Northwest. And maybe like myself, when they came here as president, they were just on their way up or maybe looking for other things, but found a home, and they found that Northwest, they could do what they wanted to do and make it a better institution.
One thing we might talk about as well is the fact that through the years, the ceremonies for the inauguration of the new president really has changed some and become more ceremonial as the years have gone on.
Oh, absolutely. I think if we could go back and repeat 1905 or 1919, probably it was the Board of Regents at that time that signed a contract, and that was it, you're president. But they begin to grow and continue, and by the time we get to Dr. Owens, we really have some tradition behind us, and he really added some other things with his inauguration. For instance, going back, you know, in history, university presidents always had the mace of office, indicating their power, their position, and so a mace was created that preceded the ceremony to indicate here comes the man in power. And then another thing that was done for that inauguration was the chain of office, which you'll see Dr. Jasinski wearing around his neck. That basically is the order of things for the university. And then the other thing that we started with Dr. Owens was putting the president and the board of regents and the people on the stage in the green colors of Northwest, and I think that's very impressive. And we continued that with these inaugurations, and I think it will continue into the future.
And is this something that you see at a lot of universities, that the ceremony aspect of a new president is becoming greater and greater as the years have gone along?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, first of all, they're such a symbol. If you think about it historically in education, and going back all the way to Abelard in France, you know, it's like put on the gown and you're the symbol of learning, and this is what we have here, and this learning and guidance.
As this is taking place today, this might be a good time to kind of reflect a little bit as well, some of the changes that have taken place at Northwest Missouri State through the years. And one of the first things that's noteworthy as a person looks back at the history is just the name changes that the university's undergone through the years.
Right, and the name changes, in a way, kind of indicated some of the things that we were doing as far as academics. And you go 1905, we become Northwest Normal, 5th District. Well, for some almost 15 years, we had that name, but it really was just 2 years normal, just what it said it was doing. It was taking people and training them for education to teach. And that people would come here part-time. We didn't have a lot of full-time students those first some 15 years. Take their coursework and have that almost lifetime certificate. Now, of course, by the time we get to 1919, 1920, we're beginning to see that maybe that's not enough. And so we have a name change that comes along with a change in what we do, and we become State Teachers College. And, of course, then we start offering the four-year degrees. And then, of course, by the time we get to post-World War II, education's not enough, and we've added, of course, agriculture, and we've added business. We could go on historically with all those different departments, and then we become State Teachers College, and then State Teachers University, and that basically is our role, again, from the 40s until the early 1970s, and then, again, growing, we want to add graduate degrees, the master's degree, and that's when we become the university then. And I know some universities, and I'm not going to pick on any in the state, just went into name change. They thought, oh, it made them sound more important. I think in our history, in our instances, we took name changes as we changed our mission. Now, I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with another name, since we now have gone into the doctorate programs and so others. I think we're fine just where we are. That's my personal opinion. but maybe I think we do have certainly more notoriety in the state than we might say we used to have. Of course, when I came here some 40 years ago, I think the question was, where is Northwest? And I think now everybody knows where we are.
All right. And another thing that when you look at the history of the university and an incoming president is maybe look at the history of the Gaughan House. The Gaughan House plays such a significant role in the university and with the presidents, as all the presidents have lived in the Gaughan House through the years.
Right. And Mr. Gaunt, who owned the orchard that this university is built upon, the basic ground, had built that house in the 1870s, and the city and the people that was interested in getting the 5th District Normal here made that purchase and gave it to the state. And so from 1905 to the present, it's been the home of every president, and we've had a lot of history in that house. Not only the presidents living there, but the people they have entertained, the people they have visited. If you go down the guest list, it's like, you know, the who's who, you might say. It's just really quite significant. And, of course, the house has been kept up. An old house is not easy to keep up, as we find every time you try to do anything there, but it still is the Gaunt House, much as it looked in 1905, and we continue with that tradition.
And how significant is that, from a historical standpoint, to keep the Gaunt House looking much like it has since that time?
Well, period? Since I'm the one that put it on the National Register, I take the responsibility of saying we have to keep the exterior looking like it did originally, or as close to it as possible, not changing it. much. But because it is on the National Register of Historic Places, it says it's very unique and very special for this part of a state or even for the nation. And so it's very, very important we keep the outside looking as it always has looked. Now, the interior has been modernized, as any structure must be if you're going to use it. But I think we've done a great job in keeping it looking like the Gaunch used it.
Now, we touched a little bit about this early on in this interview, about some of the traditions that have come to the forefront with the inauguration of a new president. And, again, we're getting closer and closer to the ceremony beginning. And for people who might be on hand, what they can expect to see, and obviously for our listeners, what they can expect to hear coming up in the next hour. So what are some of the things that you feel are noteworthy that people should kind of keep in mind as they hear what's going to take place here today?
Well, I think we'll see things, you know, like that mace, as I said, so important preceding the thing. We'll have the Board of Regents. We'll have the individuals involved with, you might say, advising the president, or the president is responsible to. You'll see the faculty. This is what the university is, along with the students. I think we'll probably hear the alma mater, which has changed from time to time, but we will hear that. That's all part of our traditions.
And I guess this is an exciting time for any institution when you have an inauguration such as this, first time in 25 years. This is taking place in Northwest Missouri State. And I guess from a standpoint, it's much like a United States presidential type of inauguration where it's a new era being instituted here.
Oh, absolutely. And you look for the president, what his goals and what his mission is going to be. And I think Dr. Yasinski will tell us a few things today. And we're going to look forward to the future with him and the progress of the university.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks a lot for being with us and helping us with our broadcast of today's inauguration.
You bet.
Again, that is Tom Carneal, Professor Emeritus at Northwest Missouri State University in History, assisting us with our broadcast today of the inauguration of the 10th President at Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, along with Rodney Harris. I'm John Coffey. And again, I want to thank Tom for those comments. It gives a little bit of background and history of the university before a very historical moment coming up here in just a matter of minutes.
And within the theater, the stage area, the Wind Symphony is performing here in the before the inauguration activities get underway. And what also is very nice in the theater, in the backdrop hung from the ceiling are all the flags of the international students that attend Northwest Missouri State University. Very colorful and real impressive.
One of the things that strikes me in looking at the order of events that will be taking place here with the inauguration of Dr. Jasinski is you look at some of the people taking part in this event. The Master of Ceremonies is a 1991 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Jeffrey Grunke, who was a Northwest Broadcasting major and a student of Dr. Jasinski's when Dr. Jasinski taught in the Mass Communications Department. He's incorporated people have been close to him, not only as students, but also fellow workers as well. Mike Johnson will be speaking later during this event as well. So Dr. Jasinski has incorporated a lot of people who meant a lot to him at Northwest Missouri State through the years to share in this event today.
He has indeed, and also there will be dignitaries that will speak throughout this ceremony. The mayor of Maryville will speak. Also, the Northwest Foundation Board of Directors President Michael Faust will speak as well. Several dignitaries, and also a lot of dignitaries, both the higher education delegates have been invited. Naturally, all the Board of Regents, there has been governmental delegates invited to the affair, and university delegates that are also here today.
Also taking part in this event later in the program will be President Emeritus Dr. Dean Hubbard and President Emeritus Dr. B.D. Owens, the two previous presidents at Northwest Missouri State, have a part in today's events as well. That will take place prior to the inaugural address by Dr. Jasinski. And Rodney, something that might be of note too with the Wind Symphony, the inaugural festive fanfare is going to be a special event today.
The fanfare is an original composition by Dr. Ernest Kramer, professor in the Department of Music commissioned by the Wind Symphony in honor of Dr. John Jasinski's inauguration. Dr. Kramer has been at Northwest since 1985. His primary performance instruments are the piano, harpsichord, and organ, and he has published many original compositions.
Really setting the tone for this right now. You can hear in the background the Wind Symphony performing. It's one of the things that makes Northwest Missouri State such a great place to be, is performances such as the Wind Symphony. The music department does such a great job in everything that they do here on campus, and they're getting a chance to set the scene for this event as well.
Well, if you get a chance to go to any of their outstanding performances, you need to do that, because they do a wonderful job, and the Wind Symphony is certainly no exception. Under the direction of Carl Kling, is the Department of Music's premier instrumental ensemble. It's a 60-piece wind and percussion ensemble, performs the best standard selections in addition to the most recent repertoire of styles and periods. The Wind Symphony regularly commissions and premieres new works and performs with guest soloists and conductors of national and international standing. They are certainly an outstanding group.
A few moments ago, while we had the interview with Tom Carneal on, the family of Dr. Jasinski was seated here at the Ron Houston Performing Arts Center, and friends of Dr. Jasinski in a special portion of this arena, they were seated along with other delegates. And then we are right now waiting for the faculty and delegation professional also will take place, as the faculty will be marching on to the event here, and again, that's again part of the formal festivities that take place at an event such as this. The faculty has a huge role to play in this.
They certainly do, and we expect them to be marching in. Quite a impressive fanfare when they enter the theater. The crowd's still arriving here, and you can, as we mentioned earlier, there's a real sense of excitement for not only this inauguration, but the future of this university.
And for many people, this is probably the first time that they've had a chance to witness an inauguration. It's been 25 years since this has taken place on the Northwest Missouri State campus. I know you were present for the inauguration of Dr. B.D. Owens when that took place, but not many people have had a chance to see this, because this just doesn't happen that often on the Northwest campus.
And that's a tribute to the university, I think, and the Board of Regents, current and past, that have done just an outstanding job of picking the highest administrative officer.
And we're getting ready for this event. Going to the podium right now is the Master of Ceremonies for today, Jeffrey Grunke.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bid you a good morning and welcome to the ceremony of installation of Dr. John Jasinski as the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University. My name is Jeff Grunke, a 1991 Northwest graduate with a Bachelor of Science degree in broadcast journalism. In keeping with the dignity of this ceremony, I ask you to silence all your cell phones and other noise-making devices. We also ask you to remain seated until the entrance of the platform party. We've been listening to the great sounds of the Northwest Wind Symphony, very near and dear to my heart as a former member, under the direction of Carl Kling. Thank you for those great pieces of music this morning. Bearing the ceremonial mace of Northwest Missouri State University, our Grand Marshal, Dr. Richard Fulton, Professor of History, Humanities, Philosophy, and Political Science. The Northwest banner is carried by our 36th Faculty Senate President, Dr. Max Friedel. And now, please welcome the distinguished delegates representing our sister institutions. Dr. Denise Ottinger, Vice President, Student Life at Washburn University. Dr. Troy Pano, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Truman State University. Dr. George Wilson, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at University of Central Missouri. Dr. Travis Hux, Northwest alumnus representing Southeast Missouri State University. Dr. John Sellers, president of Graceland University. Dr. Robert Vardabedian, president of Missouri Western State University. Ladies and gentlemen, faculty from the College of Arts and Sciences and banner carrier, Ms. Erica Rockley. The Melvin D. and Valerie G. Booth College of Business and Professional Studies faculty and banner carrier, Ms. Sarah Peters. Faculty from the College of Education and Human Services and banner carrier, Ms. Kelly Kirkendall. Faculty who represent the Missouri Academy of Science, Mathematics, and Computing and their banner carrier, Mr. Clayton Buback. And faculty representing our graduate school and their banner carrier, Mr. Rakesh Kandikar.
And the delegation continues to come in, the faculty delegation, as they are coming into the Ron Elston Performing Arts Center here on the Northwest Missouri State campus as the Wind Symphony continues to perform on.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please rise for the entrance of the platform party and remain standing through the invocation. Our platform party this morning includes Chairperson of the Academic Chairs Council, Dr. Carla Edwards. Student Representative for the College of Arts and Sciences, Ms. Erica Rockley. The Interim Dean of the Graduate School, Dr. Greg Haddock. Student representative for the Missouri Academy of Sciences, Mathematics, and Computing, Mr. Clayton Buback. The Dean of Missouri Academy of Sciences, Mathematics, and Computing, Dr. Cleo Samudzi. Student representative for the Graduate School, Mr. Rakesh Kandikar. The Dean of Enrollment Management, Ms. Bev Schinkel. Student representative for the College of Education and Human Services, Ms. Kelly Kirkendall. Dean of the Melvin D. and Valerie G. Booth College of Business and Professional Studies, Dr. Tom Billisbach. Student representative for the Booth College of Business and Professional Studies, Ms. Sarah Peters. Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Dr. Charles McAdams. Alumni Association Board President, Mr. Neil Neumeier. Dean of the College of Education and Human Services, Dr. Max Rule. Presidential Selection Committee Member, Mr. Del Morley. Northwest Leadership Team Member and Director of Athletics, Dr. Bob Boerichter. County Commissioner, Mr. Joe Bonley. Vice President of Marketing and University Relations, Dr. Tim McMahon. The Mayor of the City of Maryville, the Honorable Chad Jackson. Vice President of Student Affairs, Dr. Jackie Elliott. Northwest Foundation Board President, Mr. Mike Faust. Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Support Staff Council President, Mr. Tanner Walker. Vice President of University Advancement, Mr. Ori Covert. Student Senate President, Ms. Erin Holm. Vice President of Human Resources and Organizational Effectiveness, Ms. Mary Trainer. The 36th Faculty Senate President, Dr. Max Friedel. Interim Vice President of Finance, Dr. Dan Edmonds. Mr. Dan Edmonds. Northwest Board of Regent Member, Regent Rita Hanks. Missouri State Representative, the Honorable Mike Thompson. Student Regent Bradley Garner. Missouri State Senator, the Honorable Brad Lauger. Regent Michelle Brown. President Emeritus, Dr. B.D. Owens. Regent Doug Sutton. President Emeritus, Dr. Dean L. Hubbard. Father Martin Day Molinaire. Our guest speaker, Mr. Mike Johnson, the Interim Provost, Dr. Douglas Dunham, President of the Northwest Board of Regents, Mr. Bill Locke. Ladies and gentlemen, Northwest President Designate, Dr. John Jasinski. Presenting the colors this morning are members of the Northwest ROTC Color Guard. Thank you. Dr. Jasinski has asked a distinguished community spiritual leader and personal friend to lead us in a word of prayer. Father Martin de Moulinaire, pastor of St. Gregory Barbago Catholic Church.
O God of all wisdom, God of truth and hope, we turn our hearts to you on this joyous and festive day. We thank you and praise you for all the blessings you have bestowed upon your people, particularly upon this place of learning and its search for wisdom. You have provided us with men and women skilled in their studies and skilled too in the application of their arts. You have provided past leadership that has guided this institution on a steady path of growth and success. For this we thank you. We have gathered here to install a new leader for this institution. Relying on your gracious care, he asks your guidance and the power of your Spirit. He trusts in your abiding care for him, his family, and all who work in this place, for all who are connected to Northwest Missouri State University, students, alumni, and their families. Likewise, we ask your blessing upon him and all whom he loves. Fill him with wisdom and with right judgment, that his decisions will bring harmony and be in accord with your will. We ask for your kindness, your goodness, your patience, and the gift of the spirit of cooperation and mutual respect. United under the shadow of your wings, may we join hands, hearts, and minds in the common search for truth and understanding. We ask your protection from all that would harm us, anything that would endanger us. We are mindful of the tragedies that have befallen some of our associates and students, and we ask that you comfort those who grieve. In the days, weeks, and years ahead, may we always be a people of thanksgiving and hope. May we be a people who rejoice in the blessings that come to us from your loving hands, and we ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Thank you, Father Martin.
Please be seated.
It is my great pleasure to welcome the Tower Choir under the direction of Dr. Stephen Town. Thank you, Tower Choir and Dr. Town. I'm honored to introduce and welcome some very special guests with us this morning, the family, friends, and colleagues of Dr. Jasinski. It is my pleasure to welcome Mayor Chad Jackson, who brings greetings on behalf of the City of Maryville. Mayor Jackson.
Thank you. Today is a monumental occasion, one that I'm grateful to speak on behalf of the community. Dr. Jasinski, we are honored to have you, Denise, and your family remain a part of Maryville and Northwest Missouri. Collectively, your family has a passion for this community, evident by your service as a city councilperson, a St. Francis Hospital board member, and a facilitator to various community groups. Evident by Denise's service to family, friends, church, and school board, and evident by your children serving in leadership roles at school. These are just a few reasons that we are, as a community, are thankful for you and your family's commitment to Northwest Missouri. Personally, I appreciate your leadership and mentorship that you provided me and many others through your selfless service. My family and I and many others are excited, proud, and honored to have you as colleagues and friends, and for you and your family to fulfill the roles that you find yourselves in at this great institution. It goes without saying that this is an important era for this university and community. In times of economic challenge, collaboration is imperative for us to accomplish all that lies before us. Moving our community and region forward while being an example for others to follow is something that will take a united effort and perseverance by many. Dr. Jasinski, your teamwork and people-first approach is welcomed and will allow us to accomplish each task before us. May Christ continue to grant you wisdom and vision as you lead Northwest into the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mayor Jackson. Now please welcome Mike Faust, President of the Northwest Foundation Board of Directors.
At the Northwest Foundation and the Northwest Alumni Association, our motto is once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat. So on behalf of those organizations, it's my privilege to welcome Dr. Jasinski and his family back to Northwest and back to Bearcat Green. As many of you know, Dr. Jasinski is a long-distance runner with 10 marathons under his belt and another one next weekend. But his first 3 months as Northwest's president have been an impressive sprint. In addition to his leadership duties here, he has taken time to reach out to alumni and other friends of the university. Dr. Jasinski, I have received numerous comments on how much that has been appreciated, and there's a tremendous reservoir of goodwill wishing you all the best as you take on this responsibility. As each year goes by, during my daily commute up in Omaha, I see more and more Bearcat paws in rear windows and on trailer hitches. It's indicative of the growing sense of pride Northwest alumni take in being from a university known far and wide for providing an outstanding educational experience. In a sense, the mission of the organizations I represent is to help ensure that future generations of alumni can feel that same sense of pride. We do so by providing support to the university to help ensure academic and athletic excellence. We also assist with the cost of higher education, and this year we'll be providing 919 merit and need-based scholarships to students. Nine presidents, and now 10, have led this institution to a great reputation and an all-time record enrollment. Dr. Jasinski, we look forward to working with you in building upon Northwest traditions and in taking this university to the next level of excellence.
Thank you, Mike. Senior Marketing Major and Student Senate President Aaron Holmes brings greetings on behalf of Northwest students. Aaron?
Today we open a new chapter in Northwest history. As we honor Dr. Jasinski, we honor 104 years of tradition and success at this university. In the short time Dr. Jasinski has been here, I've noticed his kindness, his passion, and his drive. He cares about this university and wants the best for each and every one of us. Dr. Jasinski, as a student, the characteristic I see the most and appreciate the most is your approachability. I know that if I see you walking across campus, I will get a smile and a hello. I also know that my voice will be heard when I have a concern. It really became evident to me that we had a great leader amongst us when I had the chance to chat with Dr. Jasinski's daughter, Leah. Leah and I briefly spoke at the opening of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, and I must say she is a smart and personable sixth grader who talked to me about school and the sports she's involved in. Meeting her was a delight, and from this conversation and witnessing how proud of her father she is, I know all Bearcats are in good hands. Dr. Jasinski, on behalf of the students of Northwest, I welcome you and wish you great success as our president. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Now speaking on behalf of the 286 support staff at Northwest, Mr. Tanner Walker. Tanner?
Good morning. The Support Staff Council is comprised of persons with a wide variety of responsibilities. We, Dr. Jasinski, are the ones who process the paper to get you hired. Who gave you the key to your office. And make sure that you and all the other employees get those paychecks. We maintain the facilities and grounds, prepare for events such as this, and perform the day-to-day operations to keep Northwest running smoothly. We advise the ever-growing number of students, maintain their records, maintain their safety, and make sure they receive their diplomas when they graduate. Dr. Jasinski, as a representative of Northwest's 268 support staff members, I bring you greetings and our commitment of making your tenure at Northwest a successful one, literally from the grounds up. Welcome, and God bless.
Thank you, Tanner. Now please welcome the 36th Faculty Senate President, Dr. Max Friedel.
Kind greetings and best regards. It is my privilege to represent the 36th Faculty Senate at today's proceedings. On behalf of the faculty, as represented by the Faculty Senate, we would like to applaud Dr. Jasinski for his efforts thus far in providing the Northwest faculty and staff with our united mission in a climate of distinctive and high-quality education for all of our students. We appreciate and look forward to the continued open-door leadership and administrative transparency that he has established. On behalf of the Faculty Senate and the faculty that it represents, I wish to welcome you, Dr. Jasinski, to the presidency of Northwest Missouri State University. We look forward to working together in the quest to strengthen the academic traditions and values of our university.
Thank you, Dr. Friedel. I'm pleased to welcome our guest speaker, Mr. Mike Johnson, Vice President of Development at the University of Northern Colorado. Many of you know Mike and his wife, Kenna, as Bearcat alumni and longtime Northwest employees. Mike served both KXCV and the Alumni Relations Office, and Kenna worked within the TRIO programs. When President Jasinski considered a range of speakers for this occasion, his criteria were simple. He wanted someone who knew him and his family well, someone who had a deep connection to Northwest, someone who would speak eloquently to a large crowd, and certainly somebody who would keep their remarks short and sweet. Mike fills that out actually pretty good. Mike and Kenna were the first people the Jasinskis encountered when they moved to Maryville in 1986, and a close family relationship has developed over the years. Mike and John also were quite a pair from day one, each sharing an interest in radio, golf, basketball, softball, and Bible study. We are pleased to welcome Bearcat alumni Kenna and Mike Johnson back to Maryville, and Mike to the podium to honor President Jasinski. Mike.
It's a great day to be a Bearcat, and a true honor for me to be here at this historic occasion. Distinguished guests, friends, fellow alumni, Bearcat family, for the past 23 years, I've had the distinct pleasure of calling John Jasinski my valued colleague, my very dear friend. And I'd like to frame my remarks by taking you back just a bit, August 1986. Picture this, if you will. A navy blue Nova pulls up outside the Mass Communications barn, yes, a barn, with blue Michigan license plates, fresh out of grad school, eagerly ready to start a new career in academia. John instructing in the Mass Communication faculty, I as the operations manager for the public radio station KXCV, and little did we know that this was the place and setting of not only budding careers, but most importantly, the beginning of a lifelong friendship between he and I. Our amazing two spouses, Kenna and Denise, now First Lady Denise, I must admit, that's really fun to say, were instrumental in solidifying a relationship full of highs and lows, starts and stops, and lots of love and laughter. And so there we were, 1986, the world by the tail, quickly bonding over family and friends, sports, music, and all things Northwest. I always knew that John was a little jealous of the fact that Denise, Kenna, and I were all degree holders from this esteemed institution, something he had never attained. So what did he do? He just had to be the president, the 10th president of this university, to one-up us all. Our families have grown to include seven wonderful children, three Johnson girls back in northern Colorado, and four beautiful Jasinski children right here today, Matt, Joe, Leah, and Luke. And I'm honored to be called their Uncle Mike. They are shining examples of what great parenting Denise and John have provided them. And, you know, kids, I just want you to know I've never met a more disciplined, a more focused, more determined man than your father. He's the kind of guy that he sets his sights on the future, sets goals in all the ways to seek reach, all of them, and putting others first. But you are and will always remain number one with him. Keep reaching for the stars. When thinking of the many things that I could share here today, I was sitting in my wife Kenna's office back at the University of Northern Colorado. She directs the Stryker Institute for Leadership Development there, where the curriculum really is based upon Kuzan Posner's The Leadership Challenge, a book that touts five principles of successful leadership. And when reviewing these tenets, number one, modeling the way, inspiring a shared vision, challenging the process, enabling others to act, and encouraging the heart, they spoke to me loudly, and I believe they're spot on in describing John's ability to lead Northwest in this exciting new chapter. Let me go a little bit further with that. John Jasinski, in my opinion, models the way, and isn't it true, as you've heard already, that in 3 short months as president of this institution, he has modeled the way seeking to clarify values and working to set the example. I believe he inspires a shared vision, and I can assure you of that. Even though I live in Colorado, he's excitedly envisioning the future to me and so many others enlisting across this campus, throughout this campus, beyond a search for countless number of opportunities and possibilities. And John's challenging the process as well because he has the ability to experiment, to take risks while fostering a collaboration that will strengthen us all. I believe John enables others to act. He has the ability to recognize contributions while celebrating values and victories. And we'll do that and more at this great place. And most importantly, folks, here this morning, I believe that John Jasinski encourages the heart. As my friend, he has done that for me and my family over and over through the years. And I truly believe that he'll do that for our Bearcat family in the many years to come. So I stand here before you today at this special presidential inauguration with a lot of joy in my heart, knowing that through John's leadership, there's hope in celebrating many gifts in support of this great place. Its students, current and future, our faculty and staff, our friends and alumni, John's vision to establish this presidential inauguration fund is a tremendous testament of all and his ability to really look at things in this institution as people-centered. A scholarship fund that I encourage you all to strongly consider in making a gift to and helping others that are maybe less fortunate or desiring to reach their educational dreams and goals. I guarantee you it'll be a joyful gift and you'll be glad you did. So, John, I couldn't be more proud of you. You are uniquely qualified at this point in time in this institution's history with a wonderful array of experiences and talents and relationships beyond this campus and community. You're a devoted family man. You're my brother in Christ. And now you're the 10th president of my alma mater. Leading this great institution of higher learning, as Mike Faust spoke about, is not a sprint. It's indeed a marathon, and one that my friend John Jasinski has trained for and is now ready to run. So, John, on your marks, congratulations. Get set. We love you and your family. Now, Bearcat, go, Bearcat, go.
Mike, you did pretty good on the time, buddy. I was just checking you. You did all right. And now we come to the focal point of today's ceremony, the installation of Dr. John Jasinski as the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University. The installation will be conducted by Mr. Bill Locke, president of the Northwest Board of Regents.
Dr. Jasinski, would you please step forward? My fellow regents, Rochelle Brown, Rita Hanks, Doug Sutton, and Bradley Gardner, would you please assist our very distinguished President Emeritus, Dr. B.D. Owens, and also President Emeritus, Dr. D. Nell Hubbard, along with Dr. Jasinski. The most important responsibility of the Board of Regents is the selection of the university's president. It is in that person that the board vests authority and responsibility for leading the university, ensuring the creation and implementation of its vision, mission, values, and strategic priorities, and promoting its academic excellence as an outstanding university. In addition to these responsibilities, the president oversees its operations and budgets, develops policies, and serves as the university's chief executive officer. The Board of Regents confirms the selection of Dr. John Jasinski as Northwest Missouri State's 10th president, and we thank him for accepting the challenge. Dr. Jasinski, as you begin your presidency, know that the board commits itself to working with you and your leadership team to ensure and enhance the academic quality of this great university. And now, by virtue of the authority of Northwest Missouri State University and the Board of Regents, I commit to you the official chain of office. President Emeritus Owens and President Emeritus Hubbard will place the medallion up on your shoulders as a symbol of the high office which you now hold. Dr. Jasinski, by accepting the President's medallion, you accept a charge to serve with diligence, dedication, energy, vision, and integrity as you carry out the duties of the President of Northwest Missouri State University.
President Jasinski right now is shaking the hands of former President Dr. Dean Hubbard as well as Dr. B.D. Owens and now the Board of Regents that are in hand for this morning's event as well. And now the those in attendance for today's event have standing, giving a standing ovation to Dr. Jasinski as well as those on the podium. Again, in honor of Dr. Jasinski and this momentous moment in Northwest Missouri State history. Standing ovation continues on. Also, the Wind Symphony behind those on the stage performing at this moment as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the 10th President of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
My mom and dad are out there saying, who are they talking about? Thank you, Regent Locke, President Emeritus Hubbard, President Emeritus Owens. Thanks to Dr. Ernest Kramer and the Wind Symphony, and certainly Dr. Stephen Town and all that have provided so much today. It is with great Bearcat honor and pride that I stand before you as your 10th president. Honor and pride that are both professional and personal. Having started my career at Northwest, the professional side is readily apparent. But please know that my family is tied to Northwest Missouri. Denise and I, along with our children, have grown together here. And personal honor and pride shows through in having family members, close friends, faith and community friends, educational influences, colleagues past and present, students, alumni, and so many dignitaries join us today. Welcome all. And welcome to those listening through streaming audio and watching through later through web video posts as well. I wish to focus my remarks on acknowledgments and gratitude, but in so doing, intersperse contributions to the Northwest way of quality, resolve, and vision. I wish to also weave in a few musings on the higher education landscape and a brief look at Northwest moving forward. I always wonder about placing the Lord first with emphasis or last with crescendo. I will do both. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me is a familiar verse many of us know. And there is no doubt that God is good. God is wonderful. God is, in part, a Bearcat. I would say that God is wearing green today, but President Scott's being inaugurated today down at Pittsburgh State, and I don't know, maybe he's been green and red, perhaps. Denise and I are blessed in the way that we are today because of the Lord's presence in our lives. Educational influences abound for all of us, and for me, Sue Morgan, John Bogen, and Bill Haley Jr. are just a few examples of the strong educators to which I was exposed to early on. Other significant educational influences include, for example, Drs. Rob Craig, really the reason that I showed up at Northwest Missouri State, Joe Mishevitz and Pete Orlick at Central Michigan University, and Drs. Al Segrin, Ron Yackel, and John Creswell at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Please join me in acknowledging Professor Emeritus Dr. Al Segrin and Professor Emeritus Dr. Ron Yackel, who have joined us today. Thanks for getting Dr. Elliott through her program as well, gentlemen. Appreciate that. But there are so many other educational influences on our family one can mention. Examples include local educators, public and private, and of course our very own College of Education and Human Services, of which Denise is an alum. These educational influences illustrate how educators contribute to Northwest's academic and co-curricular environment, encouraging student engagement and involvement, practicing active and unique learning techniques. That's what all of our faculty do, and I really appreciate all of you being here today. Advocating higher standards, providing hope and growth to students, and making the world a better place, one person and one conversation at a time. Lifelong education, as this crowd understands and embraces, goes well beyond classrooms and buildings. My lifelong education has provided so many marathon paths along the way, and for these I hold deep gratitude. Representing individual and program growth, our mass communication colleagues and students over the years, I am confident I would not be standing here today if it were not for these seminal experiences helping students build tremendous programs and grow individually along the way. Northwest faculty and staff, some now retired, many here at Northwest, some who have moved on, have been simply tremendous. I thank our present colleagues for warmly embracing my family and me, and for all that you will do moving forward. Thanks, too, to our ever-engaged retired faculty and staff, a group we all greatly, greatly treasure. Northwest faculty and staff are a key part of the Northwest culture. You carry out the Bearcat way. You help represent that Bearcat paw. You signify higher education standing at a crossroads and practicing what I call continuous adaptation skills. Teaching methodologies and faculty as content providers, use of technology, the role of varying administrative posts, the role and function of our library, the first year experience on campus and post-campus experiences, and all processes and workflows can, should, and must be analyzed and refined as we adapt our environment to 21st century conditions. These conditions are marked by global integration, use of multidisciplinary constructs, maturing information technology applications across our operations, curricular, instructional, and assessment techniques changing to meet an ever-diversified student population, and innovations across our academic and supporting enterprises. These innovations are being driven by change and disruptive models that far outpace anything we have witnessed in our American higher educational landscape, dating back to the Morrill Land Grant Act advocated by Jefferson and passed by Lincoln, the GI Bill, the Truman Commission Report, and the Civil Rights Act. In fact, I firmly believe Northwest Missouri State University is uniquely positioned to address this rapidity of change with an inner calmness, with resolve, yet with fervor. The regional university, in my eyes, must be bold as we turn to the next decade. We must be people-centered, regional growth-centered, and solution-centered. We will take on greater importance in helping the state and region address changing conditions. We will continue highlighting the scholarship of teaching, intellectual inquiry, and service through collegiality and through new partnerships. And speaking of partnerships, thanks to our foundation, Board of Directors, our Alumni Association, our MIAA representatives, and our other higher education delegates attending today. Really appreciate all of you and all of you taking time. Higher education needs you and your groups now more than ever before. Northwest's ability to think differently about how we interact with you will be one of our distinguishing markers as we move into our next growth phase. Northwest's historic growth dates back to Presidents Deerwister, Cook, Taylor, Richardson, Lampkin, and Jones. They served as building blocks as Northwest built itself from a normal school, born from a special train ride planned by community leaders over 104 years ago. Dr. Robert Foster oversaw a significant growth period, and I ask you to acknowledge Mrs. Virginia Foster, who joins us today. Virginia, please know you and your husband always treated the Jasinski family with such kindness, and Dr. Foster always made sure I was growing professionally and personally. Denise and I give thanks to both of you. Dr. B.D. Owens represents this institution's and region's firm resolve by wasting no time in boldly declaring the administration building fire of 1979 would turn into a growth opportunity for Northwest. We are better because of BD's immediate and resolute actions. Please help me in welcoming BD and his wife Sue back to campus and congratulating BD and his Bearcat classmates of 1959 who are celebrating their golden anniversary this weekend. Had such a wonderful visit with BD and Sue yesterday, and look forward to many, many more visits. Dr. Dean Hubbard established a legacy of quality, unsurpassed by other educational institutions. Dean may not recall, but he asked a very young faculty member, namely me, to chair a key master planning committee back in the late 1980s. And that served to whet my appetite for exploring organizational planning and organizational excellence. Thank you, Dean, for that opportunity. Please help me welcome Dean and his wife, Alita, and thank them for helping bring national prominence to Northwest. Lest all of you think that President Hubbard would be bored in retirement, he tells me that every time I visit with him, he's got many, many more projects going on, so he's staying very busy. Denise and I express gratitude to the past First Ladies and families. We respect and appreciate your contributions, our past presidents, their families, and all colleagues confirm the power of vision. As we move forward, we will move on with the wings of steadfast resolve and commitment to quality. That commitment to quality and performance excellence represents Northwest's standing in the educational community. Our commitment to understanding and refining our processes, delivering value-added results, and continuing to implement improvements comes in the form of Baldrige core values and constructs from our accrediting method at Northwest, AQIP, the Academic Quality Improvement Program. I have made a professional and personal commitment to the Baldrige National Quality Program. Every single Baldrige staffer and contributor is to be thanked for their unbelievable passion and dedication to innovation, adaptation, and performance excellence, all concepts championed and demonstrated by Northwest. Baldrige helped shape me, and I must thank Dr. Kurt Ryman for his ongoing wisdom, ability to connect so many principles and variables, his outlook on organizational life, an ability to walk through the balancing act we all address with our myriad of influences, his humor, and his friendship. Kirk truly is a national hero in every sense. Organizations in this day and age must keep moving forward, stay aggressive, do the right thing, and go beyond what they actually envision. And that's what my clients on the consulting side have done over the years. Professionally, it has been tremendous and truly life-changing to work with 2- and 4-year institutions, both public and private, K-12 schools and school districts, healthcare organizations, service providers, and the like. Thanks to all of my clients. Leadership, in part, is about being family-focused, setting the highest of standards, getting out of the way to let people accomplish their work, and encouraging innovation and entrepreneurship. The Northwest Leadership Team, give them a round of applause, please. The Northwest Leadership Team will bring these qualities daily to the table. In fact, these qualities are exemplified by President Keith Priddy at Northwood University. I told Keith he was my Dr. Henneke as I was departing Northwood, a reference to his mentor and model, and I meant it. Denise and I wish to thank Keith, his wife Gretchen, and our Northwood colleagues and friends for providing support, encouragement, and growth opportunities. In terms of higher education growth, how do we continue to grow as a nation, and how do we continue to be a leader in worldwide education endeavors? The Northwest Leadership Team, along with our colleagues, are addressing these questions by starting right here at home in Northwest Missouri. One part of the answer is by working with community and regional leaders, those representing manufacturing, service, and small business, agriculture, healthcare, and K-12, and other sectors. We need to ensure Northwest is aligning with your efforts in the name of student preparedness. We need to address P20 initiatives in a meaningful way, work to expand citizen health in the communities we serve, deliver entrepreneurial business and professional opportunities, enhance math, science, and computing offerings, and provide exposure to and celebrate the arts as a contributing factor to spread the educational influence. We need to have our Board of Regents thinking and acting strategically and providing an environment based on trust and partnering for Northwest's future. We need not just political leaders, but business and community leaders to truly understand and strongly advocate the role of education and how it will be the hallmark of this country's leap forward. All of us as leaders need to focus more on solution orientation and less on dogmatic and partisan views. Northwest offers a unique residential experience, a beautiful environment, thanks in part to the Missouri Arboretum and certainly our unbelievable staff. A safe surrounding and great array of offerings in which students can be involved in a campus brimming with 21st century confidence. I track the online learning environment and the move to varying educational models, and we need to continue down those paths. But let's not mince words. A residential experience will remain critical for many future students. We will retain our edge that provides strong retention and graduation rates, and we'll do so with an eye on affordability, with a campus that remains intimate, beautiful, and safe, and one highlighting full-time faculty in the classroom and a personal learning environment. We need to adapt our offerings and champion the move to multidisciplinary and even multi-institutional approaches spanning programs and degrees, the way we approach general education offerings, and how we address Business Incubator P20 and other activities. Those partnerships I mentioned earlier and our colleagues from other institutions, partnering becomes very important in different ways moving forward. I often hear faculty and others wishing students were better prepared, and this makes me a bit unsettled. Our job is to educate those coming through our doors and portals and to provide hope to each and every one of our students. Every student can grow from their present stage, and we as Northwest educators must think through and deliver individual learning to help every student achieve their goals. We must continue to knock down silos and get our colleagues to see how everything indeed connects to everything else. Faculty in the classroom, student services personnel, athletics partners, colleagues in the human resources, marketing, business, and IT functions, advancement and alumni professionals and volunteers all work together, and we must continually bring about learning of how our roles reinforce those of others. We must indeed celebrate each other. And what an opportune time to celebrate my family. Reflecting on this historic occasion for Northwest, I ask, don't you think it's fitting that October is Polish American Heritage Month? My dad must have scripted all this. I know half the world knows about this day, as he is one of Northwest's better PR agents. Please help me welcome my mother, Phyllis, and my father, Leonard Goose Jasinski. Denise and I are thankful for all that you have done for us, and know we are celebrating today with Unc, our relatives, and those great friends from Michigan. I could wax eloquent about being the 10th president and the great number 10s out there in the athletics world, you know, Pelé, Walt Frazier, my brother. Oh, wait, my brother was number 11. In any event, my brother served as best man in our wedding. And he and his wife, Sandy, along with their children, Jennifer and Jacob, are quite special to our family. Ken represents our family with sisters Mary Ellen and Rosemary, along with their families, sending their best wishes from Michigan. Denise has 11 brothers and sisters spread out across these United States, and maybe beyond, Denise, I don't know. I don't keep track, probably as close. Making the trip to represent the Kirby family are Denise's sister Molly and our brother-in-law, the Honorable Jace Bolger, representative from the state of Michigan. Watch for Jace in the future as he brings many important gifts to the political arena. Molly and Jace and their kids Megan and Nick, along with all of our brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, and other family members, are part of the Kirby family that embodies vibrant living. My wife Denise and kids Matt, Joe, Leah, and Lucas are gifts, powerful gifts. Lucas, you awake out there? Please retain your beautiful and unique outlook on life. Keep inquiring as you do so in your matter-of-fact style. Keep growing. Leah, please retain your zest for life and attitude towards living. Keep growing, exploring, and connecting as you do, seemingly every waking moment, and obviously with our student Senate President, Aaron. No. I'm getting to Joe, and he's saying, oh, my gosh, it's going to end up on Facebook, Dad. Watch what you say. Joe, you have taught me a great deal about leadership. Please push yourself more than others might. Keep that humorous outlook. Keep that life's approach that is both strong and gentle as you bring the gift of your leadership skills to others. Matt? You demonstrate an uncanny and tremendous capacity to see the larger and connected picture. Keep your thirst of learning brimming. Keep doing what you do continuously to adjust your sights higher and wider. Keep expanding your leadership capacity as you prepare to make a significant difference to your communities, and I know you will. Denise, I'm in awe of you. Northwest is lucky to have you as its first lady. Keep that multidimensional and passionate spirit, those many personalities that you might have. I wasn't scripted, but I had to throw it in. You guys are laughing and wondering if I'm serious or not. Keep that unconditional love flowing. Allow the Lord to continue showing you your path. You are a true soulmate, and I pledge my unconditional love, respect, and support, not just as we approach our 25th anniversary, but as we grow together over the next 50-plus years of marriage. Denise, Matt, Joe, Leah, and Lucas, you are indeed great and special. Please know this day is not about me, but rather our family and collective contributions as we assume the mantle of Northwest's 10th presidential family. Denise and I wish to thank all of our friends and intend on not singling any out but you know who you are. Beyond the Lord, you are the root cause of the Jasinski family living, learning, growing, and contributing. You mean the world to us, and no matter how far physically you are away or how near, how close we are to you emotionally at this moment or not, how much time we get to spend with you or how little, please know we are deeply, deeply appreciative of each and every one of you. The St. Gregory's Faith community has been important to our family, just as St. Agnes was when I was growing up and St. Charles was for Denise and her youth. Thank you, Father Martin, for your leadership in providing the invocation today. We also wish to acknowledge the ecumenical nature of the broader Northwest Missouri faith community. We are all brothers and sisters. As I begin to close my remarks, please allow me to cite the MassCom alums in the audience. MassCom alums, stand up. Give yourselves a round of applause. Where are you at? Jeff, stand up. Thanks for letting me be part of your life, Jeff, and a small part of development of all alums, as Jeff represents really alumni from Northwest Missouri State. Thanks, too, to Mike Johnson for your remarks. They were short, right, Grunk? Yeah, pretty good. Thank you, too, our other speakers, the entire platform, party, the inaugural planning committee, and those contributing during this ceremony, and those involved in the pre- and post-activities. As your 10th president, some have commented on my high energy level. I take that as a compliment and hope we all recognize that this is not the time to cry foul, not the time to lay back and wait, not the time to recoil from these challenging days. Rather, Northwest can and will seize control of our surroundings, embrace the future, lead forward, and advance Northwest as a Bearcat beacon. One of light, one of showing the way, one of hope, and one of making a difference for our students, our region, our state, and well beyond. It is my hope that today's collective events serve to focus on both what Northwest offers in the way of a unique and transformational educational experience, as well as the work of our previous 9 presidents, their families, and those who served with them throughout our 104-year history. This is a great opportunity to reflect, celebrate, and provide and say thanks as we move forward with heightened aspirations and expectations. I am deeply honored to lead this great university with such distinguished faculty, outstanding staff, excellent students, and loyal and very, very passionate alumni and volunteers. Denise and I will give it our all. We will do so with integrity, and we will do so with an open door. When we were lining up today, it turns out I was number 21 on the list, and I thought that was rather ironic because I'm quoting the great Pittsburgh Pirate right fielder Roberto Clemente right now, and he was number 21. He gave it his all, and to paraphrase him, a day not helping someone else is a day wasted. Let's ask ourselves, who can we help today? How can Northwest make a difference to the person seated to your left, to your right? How can we make a difference to our homecoming attendees, to our current and future students, to alumni and donors? How can we make a difference to our region and to the business, education, healthcare, and nonprofit landscape? Our institutional theme for the year asks us to engage, ignite, illuminate, and educate, representing each of the 4 turrets atop the Grand Administration Building. Let's go forth and make a difference. Let's go forth and engage, ignite, and illuminate, and certainly educate the Bearcat way. Again, Denise and I thank the Lord, and we thank all of you for coming today. Enjoy the inaugural activities throughout the day and homecoming weekend. Interact with students. Take time to say thanks to those around you, and wear that green and white Bearcat pride both internally and externally. This may be the end of our institution's 10th inauguration ceremony, but it is the beginning of an exciting and exhilarating Bearcat ride. And to use this year's homecoming theme, we will take the ride with the notion of being kids again. Rebirth Northwest, refresh Northwest, rejoice Northwest. We are Bearcat family. We are Bearcat Nation. Thank you.
There have been many names spoken here this morning, and the one Polish one that I haven't stumbled on so far today is President Jasinski. Thank you for your inspiring words. Congratulations on becoming Northwest's 10th president. Thank you also to the students, faculty, staff, delegates, and special friends of Northwest for joining us today on this auspicious occasion. We invite you to join in the rest of the festivities of the day, which are listed on page 5 of your program. Our ceremony concludes with the singing of the first verse of the Northwest Alma Mater. Those words can be found on page 10 of your program. Please allow the platform party and faculty to recess. Once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat. Thank you for coming.
And the conclusion of the 10th inauguration of a Northwest Missouri State President, Dr. John Jasinski, taking place right now, along with Rodney Harris. I'm John Coffey. And Rodney, just a very well done ceremony today, Dr. Jasinski, with some very important remarks about the future of Northwest Missouri State.
Indeed, John. He talked early in his inaugural address about honor and pride for him and his family, both professionally and personally, to take this job. He had some humor involved with the address as well, at times very emotional as well, especially speaking about friends and especially his family. He also quoted Roberto Clemente, a day not, and challenged those in attendance, a day not helping someone else is a day wasted, and challenged folks to help others. He also mentioned the rebirth, the refresh, and the rejoicing of Northwest during this new time as well.
Well, Dr. Jasinski's been in office as president of Northwest Missouri State for a couple months now. Today, the official inauguration, and I think it's safe to say, again, to paraphrase a running analogy, he's really took over and has run with the office up to this point.
Well, he made mention in his inaugural address that others had indicated that he had really hit the ground running, as it were, and he has done especially that. I think he sparked the entire university, and there is a new life, as it were.
And also a look back at the past, honoring the former presidents of Northwest Missouri State with Dr. Dean Hubbard and Dr. B.D. Owens on hand for today's event.
Yes, and had some very nice words for each of those men that were in attendance. As well, he made mention and noted past presidents, especially Dr. Foster, and how he had meant so much to President Jasinski, and not only Dr. Foster, but also his wife as well.
Well, Rodney, it's been our pleasure to be able to bring this to the listeners in the Northwest Missouri area, as well as the Midwest area, and online around the world at kxcv.org. Again, it's been a pleasure to be bringing this historic event on the Northwest campus to listeners around the world here.
Yes, indeed. It's been a wonderful day. It's a day full of excitement, not only for these inaugurational festivities that will be going on the rest of today, but also the weekend, and a special celebration always to Northwest, homecoming.
That is and definitely true, and this will conclude our broadcast of the inauguration of Dr. John Jasinski, the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, this event taking place at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts on the Northwest Missouri campus. Along with Rodney Harris, I'm John Coffey, and so long from the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts.